So as we prepare to hear from God, let us first turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. God of light and life, in every ending you plant the seed of a new beginning. As we turn now to your word, clear away the clutter of our fears and our assumptions. Open our minds to your wisdom, our hearts to your peace, and our eyes to the light that shines on the trail ahead. Give us courage to follow where you lead. Amen. So we just have the one reading today from the Old Testament, and that is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And in recognition of the people who have come before us at this church, I'll be reading from the King James Version. So hear now the word of the Lord. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. This is the word of the Lord. Well, may God bless this reading of the Holy Word. So most of you probably recognize that reading that you probably heard last time at a funeral. The theme for this service is endings and beginnings, standing at the threshold. So what does this text really mean for us today, us as individuals, also us as a community that gathers along this trail from time to time to worship God? What does that mean as we gathered in the forest, the changing forest at a changing season in this old ancient church building? Well, the book of Ecclesiastes, along with Job, the Psalms, Proverbs, and the Song of Solomon, these are what we call the wisdom literature in the Bible. Of course, as I mentioned, this is often read out at funerals. It's very appropriate, very pertinent to read at a funeral. But how often do we really take the time to reflect on what does this truly mean? What does these verses and this whole book truly mean for us? To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Well, life, of course, consists of various seasons and opposing events. Birth, death, weeping, laughing, war, peace. All happening at appointed times in God's defined order. This passage emphasizes that these cycles and changes, you know, are not by human will. They're not by chance. This is all God's rhythm and timings. Just as the seasons change, these events in life have their appointed times. They pass in and out of our lives. This is part of the human experience. No matter what we try and do to change them, it doesn't matter. And of course, try we do. I mean, we all know this on an intellectual level. But think about in our culture today, we try to jumpstart adulthood. I mean, our children today are being robbed of childhood. I mean, with social media, the technology, and a whole lot of other things going on right now, look at the impact that this is having on some of our youngest adults today. But then more for us, we may want to jumpstart adulthood, but then we try to hang on to youth. You know, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about you guys. No, we try and hold on to youth. Julie and I were just watching something the other day, one of the streaming services, and every ad that came on was, you know, take this kind of snake oil and you're going to feel younger. you're going to look younger, and it's got a before shot and then after shot. You know, that's not even the same person, you know. And all these ads for pharmaceutical compounds for diseases, I've never even heard that existed. I mean, it's all about trying to prolong youthfulness. You know, and anyway, I bought the hair thing, you know, the low T thing. And but I must say, it works. I mean, I've got the thickest neck hair that I've ever had in my entire life, you know, and it also started to come out of the ears and the nose and everything. But that is our culture. That is our culture. We literally reject God's appointed timing, demanding that God kind of navigates our lives according to our will, not God's. I mean, it's a choice that inevitably leads to much worry, stress, obsession, effort, all that wasted time. And we miss the very gift of the season that we're in. The very season we're in is designed to round us as a person, round us on our spiritual journey, but we miss it, trying to follow our timing. So the overall message then of Ecclesiastes, the whole book, is life apart from focusing on God is futile. It is all vanity. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Life is so much more abundant when we align our lives and the rhythms to God's plan, God's order, and live according to God's appointed times and rhythms. I mean, the very forest preaches the same message today. The trees release their leaves. No longer needed. Do you ever see a tree going, no, please let me keep these leaves? Even though there are some who actually retain leaves till later in the season. I mean, as they release their leaves, we know that the leaves fall to the ground, nourish the soil, and this will support new growth in the spring. Resurrection, if you will. This is God's ordained rhythms and timing. A time to keep and a time to throw away. Well, Julie and I just sold our house in Birmingham. We moved to Piedmont, was it two and a half years ago? Is that all? I mean, we just got rid of a bunch of stuff that we kind of forgotten we even had in the house in Birmingham. I mean, it's... But we must therefore let go in our lives of all the things that we cannot control and embrace what God gives us for a season. Our lives are full of endings and new beginnings. But how can we fully appreciate and fully experience a new beginning if we're not letting go of something, not letting go of the old, that we don't do the endings very well? So what might you be controlling right now in your life, or at least trying to control, or maybe trying to control in somebody else's life, something that really that you've got really no right to try and control? What are you holding on to that's preventing you from embracing the new that God has placed in your path? What is God inviting you to release during this season? Is it a worry, a regret, maybe a plan that no longer gives you life? What is God, or where is God leading you today to rid yourself of something and align your timing with God's? Well, what about the church on the Pinhodi, this group of people here today, this kind of loose affiliation, or this community that meets to worship on the trail? How does this text apply to us? What is the threshold that we stand upon? Well, first, what exactly is a threshold? Just to define what I mean here. Well, we know that a threshold is a piece of wood in a doorway that was designed to hold in the thresh in those older homes where people would literally use the straw, the thresh, as part of the flooring. And so every time you open the door, it all would brush outside. So it's a thresh hold. It's a kind of in-between place. You're not really inside, you're not really outside. The literal physical meaning then evolved into a more modern figurative use. It's a kind of in-between place where something begins, change happens. It's between an ending and a new beginning. or standing on the threshold, we know there's something new and something different beyond it. But we don't really know what it is until we cross that threshold. So if you're standing outside a building and you know there's something in there, but you don't know what it is, it's sometimes difficult to truly appreciate what it is until you go inside. So it's the same in our life journey. I remember when I was 10 years old, that was the kind of last year for us in elementary school back in England. And most of us are going to go on to new schools and in some cases new towns in the area. And as we were approaching the end, one of my friends in class said, you know, I can't wait to grow up and be an adult. You get a job, you get stacks of money, and you can buy all the candy, all the sweets that you can handle. And I thought, wow, yeah, bring it on. Whoops. You know, and of course, is that all there is to being an adult? Well, unfortunately, as we all know, no, it's not like that at all. But you don't know what it's like to be an adult until you step over that threshold. Of course, if you don't develop through these various stages, that is exactly what you will do when you're an adult. You may not be buying candy, maybe something else, right? Well, the Latin word for doorway or entrance is the same, the equivalent of threshold is limina, limina. So the English word liminal, meaning a liminal place or a liminal state or a liminal experience, is where we change. We recognize that people go through phases. Like a perfect example is the vision quests. People leave the community, go on a vision quest, and return a man or a woman. There's coming of age rituals that you find in literally every single culture around. These are all places of liminality. And we know that outside this door, this trail, is a liminal space. For those who've thru-hiked the trail, those who've maybe run a few sections together, you're not the same person, the same person who begins on that trail. You're a different person when you finish. This trail is not just a physical trail. If you focus on the inner trail, the pilgrimage aspect of it, it's a spiritual journey. You change spiritually. Well, we read in scripture how God's people are often at such liminal moments, standing on a threshold. God calling Abraham, for instance, to leave the familiar behind and follow him. Israel at the edge of the Red Sea. Israel, generation later, Israel at the Jordan under Joshua. How about Christ in the wilderness being prepared for his ministry, the 40-day experience in the wilderness? And what about the disciples in the upper room after Christ's death and resurrection, behind closed doors, on the verge, just on the verge of becoming a church? That's a liminal moment too. Got ladybugs here as well. So these threshold moments are where faith grows. So church under Panori, I believe, is at a threshold moment today. And that's the dual meaning. There's the meaning of the people side of it, us as people. You know, this is the third time we meet here. We meet different parts of the trail. We go on walks. This by far is where we get the most people typically at this church. So where do we go from here? Do we continue as we've been doing? Or do we perhaps meet here on a more regular basis? Do you feel a calling into worshiping more as a community or keeping like it is? Or we just go out various places on the trail at different parts of the year? But what is next? Do you feel a call for this community? When I feel that I'm at a crossroads, I've got a lot of different doors opening in ministry. I never thought I'd be pulled in this direction in ministry when I was retired. I spent most of my life praying that doors would open. Now I'm praying that doors would close. There's not many doors that are opening. But so I get a sense, if you don't fully get that sense, I'm getting a sense of a kind of threshold moment here. But I would also argue that this particular building, this church building, this church on the Pinole, is also at a threshold. Of course, it is a threshold between the past and the future, but this building itself is at a threshold. As I've mentioned to some people, when I was doing some research on the building in the beginning, I was quite surprised that there's no record of this church ever officially closing. So for those of you maybe familiar, every different denomination has a process where a church is planted, and then at some point, the congregation may dissolve. In some denominations, it's a relatively straightforward thing to do. In the more kind of liturgical, like the Anglican church, it could take 20 years to close a church. But there's no record of this church officially closing. So this building, where the trail was not yet built, has been here waiting. It's been used for many different purposes over the years, ministering to different people. Today, it ministers to all the people looking to be joined in matrimony. It ministers to hikers. I mean, how many hikers have slept in this church? Whether the Preservation Society realize or not, but this is almost a station along a pilgrimage trail. But maybe this particular church is waiting for a new congregation to bring new ministries to the context of the day, i.e. the Pinote Trail that's outside. Patiently waiting on God's timing. So this then is the threshold at which we stand amidst the changing seasons. That reminds us that it's all about God's timing, not ours. That we're gathered in worship as a loose affiliation of people at a threshold moment on a trail that is a liminal place. It's not just a recreational trail, it's a pilgrimage trail in a building that itself is both a threshold moment and at a threshold moment. So this is the threshold at which we stand today. And where do we go from here? Well, God's future seldom looks the same as God's past. So then to finish, no matter what thresholds that you cross in your lives, or whatever threshold we may cross together as a community gathered in Christ, God is already at the other side of that threshold. Whatever the decision that we ultimately make, God is already there. It may feel that you may be stepping into uncertainty, but we trust that we step into God's certainty. So here we are, soon to be dark. And if I don't shut up soon, it will be dark. We're here amongst the changing season, reflected by the trees, and it reminds us of dormancy. The season of winter to come, when the trees are dormant. But then what comes next is that season of spring, new budding growth. When something ends, there's something new. God's pattern is always resurrection. So let us find courage then to let go of whatever it may be. Let go of what is no longer needed in your lives, and embrace where God is leading you. Well, to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.